Welcome to the Echoes of Faith podcast on the Living Bible Hub Network. I am your host, Sherry T., and you have just entered into our Tuesday night family prayer call. I pray that you are encouraged and blessed by the words that are spoken here today, because faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. The Believer for Life Christian clothing brand is now on Amazon.com/Believer for Life.
My Bible tells me in Psalms 37, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pastures. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. That is Psalms 37. And I start off with three all the way through verse six. It is all good. I probably was reading out the New International Version if anybody wants to know, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know how y'all feel about it. I went through this last week. I ain't going to do it because y'all know I got my shout on. Always, because I know there's only one way to go. And that's the walk in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. So, Father, we open up this line tonight, always lifting up the name of Jesus. We thank you for your divine presence, because you said wherever two or three are gathered in your name, so are you in our midst. So, Lord, we thank you for the moving of the Holy Spirit that guides us into all truth, that shows us those things which are yet to come, that transform our hearts, that we would continue to walk in the righteousness that your righteousness, not our righteousness, but your righteousness. So, Father, no matter how we come into this call tonight, what I know is we come together as a family, and a family that prays together stays together. Lord, no matter what the mountains deliver to us, no matter what the valleys show us, we still can call upon you from which cometh our help. Lord, so we trust you with everything that we have, everything that is within us. We shall give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Father, I thank you for the eldest on the line. I thank you for the youngest on the line, and I thank you for everything in between. Thank you, Lord, because you called each and every one of us for a time such as this.
Thank you, Jesus.
So as we come together tonight,
thank you
for the one that'll pray.
Thank you.
I thank you for the one that'll bring the word. And I thank you for the one that just wants to share. Whatever's on their heart, Lord, I know you've already spoken to them. Father, we thank you for opening doors that no man can shut and shutting doors that no man can open. We thank you that you continue to bless us, but bless the work of our hands, and no matter what we do, it shall prosper. All we have to do is trust and believe in you. Believe.
Yes, Lord.
Believe with everything that was in us. And then, Lord, while we're believing, we're going to love you because you first loved us. You sent your only begotten Son to take it all the way to the cross and through the cross, that the redeemed of the Lord would say so. So, Father, I thank you once again for tonight. May everything that hath breath, in the name of Jesus, praise ye the Lord. Hey!
Amen.
Good God Almighty. If y'all ain't got no praise, I don't know what's going on.
Thank you, Lord.
When I woke up this morning, he was with me. When I lay down tonight, he's still going to be with me. I ain't got to worry about nothing. Good God Almighty. God is good, y'all. I don't know what to say about it. I just don't. But you know what? I like shifting everything that don't think God is good. I like them to feel the Spirit of the Lord, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Yes.
And when we come on this night call tonight, some of us come with heavy hearts. Some of us come with moaning and groaning. Some of us come with rejoicing. Some of us come and trying to figure what's the next way out. Some of us just come because, like, I want to know what Sherry's talking about. But I don't care what made you come. I'm glad you showed up. Hey, because it don't happen unless you show up. Woo! Y'all already know. I'm ready for tonight. I'm ready for tonight. I'm ready for tonight. And before Aunt Stella comes on, y'all know I like doing this. Anybody that has a prayer and praise report, go ahead and give a shout out real quick. Give me time to take a breath. Nobody got a prayer and praise it. That's almost amazing that we serve a God that never sleeps and slumbers. And nobody got a win in their life. Nobody. I can't believe it. I just think y'all a little shy. Well, that's all right. What I know is when you really get filled with the Holy Ghost, you just get to talking. You don't know why you're talking. God just say, just open up your mouth. Just that's my problem. Hey, like we all know our Grandma Taylor. One of the things she told me many, many years ago when she came to Dallas to visit, we were sitting there talking. And she goes, Sherry? I go, yes, ma'am. She said, I know when you got filled with the Holy Spirit. I go, really? How could you tell? She said, because you started talking. I said, hey! Yeah, it was like fire shut up in my bones, and I've been talking ever since. Ain't no. It is all good. Bless the name of Jesus. Yeah, well, if y'all don't have any wins, you know, I do. I have a win. I did our second prayer conference this past Saturday. And it was powerful. It was, look, I said I like talking. But you know what? It was powerful because I know where we came from.
Yes.
And I could watch the growth throughout the years to get here. See, sometimes building something doesn't happen overnight. You got to go in the trenches and you got to work the things out. And you keep going, you keep moving in the way of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will add to your growth. Mm-hmm. And when people come, they're transformed just by the power of prayer. And I say just by the power of prayer because that's all that we have to do is seek Him night and day. That's my win because the Lord allowed me to experience again His presence and His power.
Yes, yes.
Deliverance and healing. And it all begins in prayer. So if don't anybody else have another win, I'm going to go ahead and turn this over to Aunt Stella and let her give us our prayer and prayers report.
Tonight, my scripture is coming from Proverbs 3, the 5, 6, 7th verse. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Every answered prayer is a miracle. Thank you.
The next voice you'll hear is our speaker for the evening, Dramone.
There was something that was placed on my heart that I really want to share with us, whatever. And I say us because I believe that, you know, when God speaks to us, you know, we're not exempt, the person that He's talking to. And so I just want to share something with you guys tonight. I pray that it doesn't fall on deaf ears. I pray right now that in the midst of this, that our hearts will begin to change, that when we come into the knowledge of God and we understand this truth, that we apply it to our lives so that we can be better Christians. Worship is all about changing. Worship is all about being better. Worship is about being uncomfortable. And the truth of the matter is, this is just going to be another opportunity for us to worship God with our lifestyle that's going to cause us to be uncomfortable. I got a challenge tonight for us all. And the title may be a little bit misleading, but we'll get to where we're going. So just bear along with me for a few minutes. Tonight, I want to talk about giving unselfish love. The truth of the matter is right now, there are people that's connected with us, that's connected to us. They're going throughout the day in and day out. Everything is fine. When it comes to what they think you feel about them, they would say, hey, they love me from the moon and back. When you see them, They think everything is all okay, all is well. They may be your favorite uncle or aunt, maybe your favorite cousin or your brother or your sister, your friend, your ace, you know. It could be your pastor, it could be a church leader. Y'all get the point. If we were to ask them right now how they think you feel about them, they would say, I've received nothing but love from them. But what they may not know, and they may not be aware of, is that somewhere along the line through relationship, we may or they may, and it said something to you. You may have heard of it. They answered in a sharp tongue, or they may owe you money. you may have gave them something and you didn't get it back. There may be, you know, but whatever that is, whatever happened, however they offended you, you left that day, whether it was 2 days ago, a month ago, a year ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago, you left that day feeling something. You felt some kind of way towards them. Now, the truth of the matter is, y'all, like what we should have did, it said something at that moment. As a Christian, it is our duty to address whatever the offense is, but you didn't do that. You didn't do that now, so this situation has become your problem. And the truth of the matter is, when it really comes down to it, what you did is you put a mask on and you didn't speak truth to the situation, which now becomes an even bigger problem. I wanted to speak about unselfish love because the Bible teaches us that unselfish love, the basis of it is really true forgiveness. Since love really, it keeps no record of wrong. 4, whatever it says, love is patient, love is kind, it is not jealous, love does not brag or is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly, it does not seek its own, it is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, and does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Now, if we jumped over to Ephesians 6, it says, be kind and compassionate. You're only going to be compassionate if you have love in your heart, but be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ has forgave you. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you.
So you say.
This is where I wanted to kind of anchor in at, is forgiving. Forgiving others means really, y'all, it's like letting go of resentment and giving up any claim to be compensated for your hurt or basically for a loss that you suffered. And if we all were going to be true on this line right now, and I mean, you know, we all were brought up a certain way. If somebody hits you in the face, the truth of the matter is you really want to swing back because you want them to feel the same pain that you felt, right? You want to get back at them. If somebody had a sharp tongue, they said something out of the way to you. The truth of the matter is, guess what, y'all? We want to get the last word in. We know it. I mean, we don't have to like act too holy. Like we don't really want to get back and make that person feel some kind of way. Make sure that you get the last word. But the Bible doesn't teach us that. And the reality is, since the Bible don't teach us that, in order to be better Christians, man, we have a right. We have a duty to do what the Bible says that we should do. So biblical forgiveness, it enables you to forgive as God forgave you. I'm going to say, I want to say that this, like, is the biggest trick of the enemy, because at the point that offenses take place and it goes unaddressed, what it starts to do is build this wall. And even if it's not a physical wall, but it's your heart hardens towards people, towards things. And time is one of the biggest builders of them all, because as time goes on and on and on, it's harder to come back and address something. It seems like it's ridiculous, like to address something that happened years ago or a week ago. Sometimes we feel like we missed the moment, but it does mean that we're not held accountable for that. But biblical forgiveness enables you to forgive like God forgave you. So through forgiveness, God is able, he can tear down these walls that our sins have built. And he opens the way for a renewed relationship with him. But here's the thing, when you forgive, you open up those doors to be able to build that relationship back with them. This is exactly mm-hmm. what can be done through forgiveness. We release that person. Man, you know what? Like, if nothing else, I really want us to be free tonight. Free mm-hmm. from past hurts, from unforgiveness, freed from just not being able to come and talk to your brother, your sister about whatever it is that's wrong. When you forgive a person, you're releasing them. You're releasing them from the penalty of being separated from you. When we were apart from each other, it allows for so many different seeds of discord and everything else to kind of continue to get in the way, when the truth of the matter is, man, we've been called to tear those walls down. Give it to God, move forward. And I know it's not that easy. I know it's not that easy. It seems like it's easier said than done, but the truth of the matter is that is not our job to hold on to that and then to use those wrongs and then continue to punish that person over and over again. The thing that's sad about it is the example that I gave earlier, remember, those are things that aren't even addressed. You have people perhaps maybe that be walking around, they don't even know that you're mad at them, because you're masking it, making things seem like it's A-okay. But that's not what God has called us to do. So therefore, I just wanted to say, like, for biblical forgiveness, I feel like it can be described in four promises. And I want us to remember these things, whatever, because some of it is for us. One, I will not dwell on this incident. This is a declaration that I want us to make a declaration tonight, and then I'm going to give a challenge and I'll be done. I will not dwell on this incident, whatever the mm-hmm. issue is. Whatever that incident was, get it on your mind for the last time, because we're going to be challenged to confront it, deal with it, and move forward as God will have us to. Number two, amen. I will not amen. Bring up this incident again and use it against, I say you, but use it against whoever the name of that person or persons are. Amen. Never again, you know, that you continue to bring things up. You got to address it and move past it. Number three, I will not talk to, this is a big one, I will not talk to others about this incident. Man, listen, we are good about talking to people, man, that can't solve the problem. We'll go talk to the store clerk if they're listening to us while we're checking out about some issue that took place and they don't know you or anybody else. And the truth of the matter is, how is that gonna solve the problem?
Tell the truth, and
do what they gotta do to have an agreement to God to move forward or whatever. Leave other people out of your business. Because the truth of the matter is, after you make up with the person and everything is good, if they do know you, they're gonna be looking at you like you're crazy because you just talk crazy about the person that you supposedly love, that you got the issue with, that you already fixed. So don't bring other people into it. Number four, I will not let this incident stand between us or hinder our personal relationship. Listen, man, when you're off on an island by yourself, Satan has done his job and got you mad and disgusted and busted off to the side, and you don't have nobody else to talk to. It's just you. And sometimes, y'all, let's be honest, man, we stand in the way. We get in the way of a whole lot of things for ourselves. Sometimes we can be our worst enemy. God has called us to live in holy communities, called us to live in love. Unselfish love is spelled forgiveness. So by making and keeping these promises and biblical forgiveness, we can tear down those walls, y'all. By making a promise to not dwell or brood over situations or punish the person at a distance, you can clear it away, man. We can clear up all these relationship hindrances by just talking to each other and forgiving each other. It is, I know, one of the hardest things to do is to forgive somebody that you know we ain't perfect. You know they could possibly wrong you again. But that's what God did for us when he allowed Jesus Christ to die for our sins. He died for our sins knowing we were about to mess up. We're going to mess it up again. But then who are we not to be able to afford that opportunity to somebody else? My challenge to you family is to give unselfish love in this season. It's actually the perfect season to give. We're going into this Thanksgiving season, this time of year where everybody needs love. Love somebody enough to tell them that you feel a certain way. Unhardened, make sure that your heart is not hardened. My challenge tonight is whoever it is in your life that you know you need to speak with, that you need to forgive, don't give it another day. Don't wait till the opportunity to, you know what I mean, where you're in a situation like, I wish I had talked to them because they're no longer here. You have this moment to fix it. Anything that is unaddressed, I'm asking us, man, tonight, like, do not let another day go by with your heart being hardened. Let's talk to each other. Let's love each other. It may not be anybody on this line. It could be a friend. It could be a leader. It could be whoever it is. Don't allow that situation to hold you back from the promises of God, to hold you back from getting the things that you are due, because sometimes, man, it is those things that we stop ourselves. Give unselfish love. Give it unselfishly by forgiving the person that you need to forgive. And last but not, and certainly not least, I say to you, forgive yourself. When you learn how to forgive yourself and you can walk in that love and you understand what Jesus Christ has done for you by forgiving you, then you don't have to walk through life beating yourself up, because sometimes we do that to ourselves. If that's the situation, get that thing on your mind and your heart for the last time. Address whatever it is that need to be addressed, and let's be better. That's all I have tonight.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but that's a heart check.
It is.
Yeah.
For
that's
all.
For all of us. That's a heart check. Because we're talking about family. Family. First, forgive you. I like the way he, and I ain't gonna chase this one, because this needs to settle into your hearts just as it came off the press, because that's good. Thank you, Jermone. Powerful ministry in the word, something we have to deal with every day of our lives. It's timely. As you said, this is the season. Today is the hour, y'all.
Yeah.
Today is the hour.
Amen.
It's a heart check. It's a heart check. And as simple as this, Lord, is there anybody that I have not forgiven? Because sometimes we can bury things, you know, out of sight, out of mind. But I think tonight the Lord was tugging on some hearts and getting us to look back into our past. Because you're praying for something. But you think it seems like you're going around the block and hitting the brick wall. It's probably this right here. Because we've been forgiven. You can't love Jesus Christ until you what? Forgive yourself, knowing that you have been forgiven, and then forgive others. Something you got to do every day. I know.
Amen.
Y'all ready for the tape? Because I know some of y'all didn't take notes on that challenge. I will not dwell on this. I will not bring it up. I will not bring up this incident. I will not talk to others about this problem. And I will not let this incident come between us, if I'm correct on that.
Yeah.
But don't worry. I'll send it out. This Holy Spirit is doing his work. Father, I thank you for the power of your word tonight.
Amen.
May you convict
Thank
us
you,
of Jermone. Our sin and our righteousness. Thank you. Yeah, powerful. I'm going to bring on Mr. Eddie J and let him kind of close us out, because this is a heart check, y'all.
Jesus.
And I want the Lord to open up our understanding and our hearts.
Amen. We thank God again for how God used Jermone on tonight. to put something on our hearts and our minds, to make sure, again, it was a, what we call, all that I call all the time, self-inventory. We have to have self-inventory moments. And what he shared on tonight was a self-inventory moment. Each and every one of us need to check ourselves to make sure that we are in line to what he would have us to do. If we have anything in our lives that is not of him, anything that we need to deal with, instead of just holding on to stuff, time to deal with it, and move forward. A lot of times we can't get to where God wants us to be because we bound by stuff we haven't let go or things we haven't dealt with. So again, he challenged us tonight to really look at our lives and make sure there's some things that we need to deal with. We need to deal with it so that we can be all that God wants us to be. Because at the end of the day, all of us should want to be what God wants us to be. And we don't want nothing hindering us or blocking us from all that he has for us. So again, I thank God for that word on tonight. I'm not going to chase it either, Sherry. Have us to be. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you again for this time on tonight. We thank you, God, for how you use Jamone in a time such as this. Thank you that you allow him to share what he shared tonight. So is there anything within the family or within our family unit that we need to get it together? We pray now in the name of Jesus that you will give us the boldness to deal what we need to deal with. Not just in our family lives, that we have friends, other people in our lives that we need to get things right with. Yes. I pray now that you will give us the strength and the boldness to do our part. Now, if they don't accept it, that's on them. But we need to do our part as you convict us, God. So, God, we thank you again for this word. I pray, God, that you will continue to cover each and every one of us as we go throughout this week. Lord, we need you. We can't get along without you. So please lead us. Please guide us until we meet at the next appointed time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Love y'all, family. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Have a good night. Talk to y'all next week. Be blessed.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good
bye-bye.
Night.
Good night.
Love you.
Bye-bye. Love you, too.
The Believer for Life Christian clothing brand is now on Amazon.com/Believer for Life. Thank you for listening to the Echoes of Faith podcast on the Living Bible Hub Network. Partner with us. Like, subscribe, support. Visit our website, livingbiblehub.com. Until next time, peace, love, and blessing.